Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It is hour number two, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Jason McIntyre is a man of his word. He lost his bet on the Seattle Seahawks. And because of it, today and today only, he will wear a Seahawks logo shaved into the side of his head. J-Mac, show the audience. With great courage and acumen, you have stepped in front of a barber. Give that guy credit again.
Yeah, Justin, he works here at Fox. Outstanding job. I know he's watching. He's not a Seahawks fan, nor am I. Although I did root for the Seahawks when they had Cam Chancellor, Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch. Those are some fun teams.
Yeah, the great teams. We don't get a lot of great Seahawks teams up in the Northwest. But when you get them,
you did not expect a good one this year. Not with Geno Smith and Drew Locke slugging it out. In the preseason.
Probably the shock of the league. Denver being a disaster. Rams fell apart physically.
Yeah, Rams were the worst record for any Super Bowl champ.
A lot of it's just, that's injuries. That O-line was a mess. So before I get to Nick Wright, another story this morning that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are at crossroads, and more than 50% there'll be a trade. So, yesterday Eric Mangini was on the show, and we were talking about this, and he's in the camp if you do whatever it takes, you got to keep this quarterback, you keep him happy, you baby him. Here's Eric Mangini yesterday.
Look, we see organizations going through it now, whether it's the Colts, New Orleans, take your pick. When you lose a great quarterback, if you don't have a guy like that in the building to potentially give you what he gave, then you live with the frustration for as long as you can.
Let me caution on this. The Eagles moved off Carson Wentz. They've been just fine. The Lions moved off Matt Stafford. They had a better offense this year than the Rams. Seattle moved off Russell Wilson. They were fine. Even the Colts with Andrew Luck, and that was by surprise. A couple years later, Philip Rivers, who runs like a batting cage, got him to the playoffs. The Packers moved off Favre. Fine. The Chiefs were a playoff team with Alex Smith. Moved off him. Fine. 14 teams now make the playoffs. Almost half the league. Miami and Seattle were bad. Bad in December. If you take the last 10 games the Dolphins and the Seahawks played this year, they were 3-7. They got in, right? And they presented themselves, fairly competitively for a while, at least in Seattle, San Francisco, in the playoffs. Daniel Jones, with a rebuilding roster, made the playoffs. And Green Bay's roster's good. and they've got stability and a capable head coach, and they've got the sports car, first-round sports car parked in the garage. You may want to take it for a ride. But this is not your usual situation. Good coach, stability, good O-line. And with Aaron, you're at least going to get a first-round pick. Aaron's 39, not entirely committed in the offseason. A little prickly, if I may. I think it's time. Sometimes you got to rip the Band-Aid off. But this is not Andrew Luck shocking you. You got stability, the O-line, emerging weapons. Kid's got some talent. Jordan Love looked like he's gotten capable. Minnesota's not going to go 11-0 in one-score games. Bears are still a wreck. Lions were a great story, still on a great team. I don't know. I think it's time. Nick Wright, co-host, First Things First, just doing great. Listen, I'm sure you handled yesterday's show with grace and humility. I was busy. I'm sure it was one of your more graceful shows. I did say this. I said we never waited for Michael Jordan to win 11 titles like Russell. We decided he's the greatest. And that we don't do it in sports based on most championships. And whereas Mahomes can do everything Brady can do now, Tom can't do a lot of what Mahomes can do.
Of course.
And his instincts now with more experience. I've never seen anything quite like that. I mean, they were down to three receivers, one leg, no run game. I got to be honest. It was about the best I've ever seen, considering what he was dealing with.
Yeah, it's the most impressive performance from the best player we've ever seen. Now, does that make him the greatest player we've ever seen? That involves the ring count and all of that stuff. But you mentioned Jordan not having to pass Russell. I think what's more instructive is this, Colin. When Jordan, to use that analogy, when Jordan retired the first time, he had fewer MVPs than Kareem. In fact, he would finish with fewer MVPs than Kareem. Fewer rings than Magic. The same number of MVPs and rings as Larry Bird. Yet, on his statue, it literally says, the greatest there ever has been, the greatest there ever will be. Because in 1993, people were like, accomplishments be damned. No one has ever played the sport of basketball better than Michael Jordan. It is outrageous to make the rules now for Patrick Mahomes. Well, we can have the discussion when he gets to six or seven rings. As if Tom Brady didn't, in his first three rings, have an all-time defense with an all-time coach.
Right.
As if Tom Brady didn't go a decade between rings. So here's what I think. I think right now, this moment, Colin, if Patrick Mahomes never plays another down, he's one of the five best quarterbacks we've ever seen in this league.
Absolutely.
I think that Brady, Manning, Montana, Elway, Mahomes. And then there's another group of Marino and Staubach and Rodgers and Favre, and we can go through the list. In fact, we might do that at 3 p.m. today on First Things First. Tune in. However, he is already one of the five best quarterbacks in the history of the league, and I don't think it's debatable.
Yeah, this will come off like a shot at Aaron Rodgers, but think how good and talented Aaron is, and then watch Mahomes, and it just feels different. It looks different. It is different. And that's I've said this about Aaron. This is not a sudden retirement. They've kind of built this puppy up. They're ready in that division to win. I would rip the Band-Aid off. Not necessarily bad for either. I think both could flourish. Where are you standing on this?
I totally agree. And if you remember, and I got a lot criticized for this heavily for when I was on your show and on my show the last 5 weeks of the season, saying that Green Bay was being reckless and short-sighted by not sitting Aaron and playing Jordan Love. And everyone's like, oh no, they have a chance, but they they didn't. And you can say, oh, what do you mean, Nick, if they would have won their final game, what? They would have gotten the opportunity to go to San Francisco and get their teeth kicked in.
Yeah.
Everything fell perfectly for them. They still didn't even make the playoffs. This decision is a lot easier if they had played Jordan Love for a month, and if he's awesome, then it's a no-brainer, and if he's terrible, then maybe you do have to put up with Aaron's, call it, as you put it, eccentricity, pardon me.
Yeah.
However, given that that Jordan Love's something of an unknown, and you know what Aaron is for good and for bad, I totally agree with you, Colin. If the Jets will give you the 13th pick of the draft,
do it.
You send that trade in immediately.
Yeah.
The flip side is, I wouldn't do that if I'm the Jets. I understand they're in this quarterback no man's land. However, much like LeBron has warped our vision of how good guys will be, you know, in past year 15 in the NBA, Brady did that to us as far as how good quarterbacks will be past age 40. There is a very real possibility that Aaron Rodgers is never coming close to the player he was 2 years ago when he won his second straight MVP. And if that's the case, he's wildly expensive, a bit of a pain to deal with, as you have pointed out, not as committed in the offseason as you would want a guy to be if you're bringing him into a new team with a new system, so I'd be hesitant. But the Jets just hired is the guy that he plays darts and cornhole with, Nat Hackett, to be their offensive coordinator. So I think they're all in on this, and I think they're trading for him.
Okay, so last night was one of those nights. So I watched the Lakers-Celtics on Saturday night. I thought it was a fantastic game, marred a little bit by a bad call, but be that as it may.
Little bit?
Yeah, it was bad.
My God, the NBA refs has invested his NBA media in making sure LeBron James doesn't approach Michael Jordan's legacy. Guy can't get a buzzer beater in year 20 against the Celtics. By the way, how long have I heard, Colin? Sorry, and I'll let you get your question.
No.
You know what? Why doesn't LeBron James at the end of games drive to the basket? Why does he settle for jumpers? Maybe it's because he hasn't gotten a call in 6 years and he knows that I drive to the basket, you hit me with a 2x4, it's not going to matter. But go ahead.
Sorry,
I interrupted.
So, it's a very valid point. So last night's a great night. I get home and I had a little bit of a ski accident. I'm fine, but I wasn't, usually I'm out there just, lifting weights all night and getting ripped. And I thought, now I'm going to pour myself a bourbon and watch NBA. And LeBron and AD don't play. And I'm like, so what's the point? So I watched some Jonah Hill documentary. The point being is I love the NBA. I think it's a problem. I don't like it. Were you bothered by that?
Well, so I'm there. I was there. I'm a Nets season ticket holder. And, listen, I'm in a fortunate position. I also have tickets to go tonight to Knicks Lakers, so I'll get to see LeBron. But I had a buddy of mine that traveled in town with his son, a buddy named Prentice Penny, who's kind of in the entertainment business. They traveled cross country to see a number of basketball games. One of them was that. And they, they just got unlucky. The kid sitting in front of me seemed legitimately devastated that LeBron was not playing. I don't know what you do, though. So I'm not, and I know people are going to kill me for this. When it comes to load management, the one guy I'm going to give a break to is the guy in year 20 who's played more minutes than any player in the history of the league. But as the league as a whole, I know I've heard Steve Kerr say, it's why I wish that we played a 72-game schedule. Here would be my concern, Colin. Even if they made it a 72-game schedule, then for the same reasons you want to load manage an 82-game schedule, don't you then load manage a 72-game schedule?
Sure, of course.
Don't you then all of a sudden just say, all right, guys, we want to be peaking in the playoffs, so we're going to play 60 of 72. I don't know that there is a fix here. The one thing that I have been adamant on that I wish the league would almost send out something of an edict is if you are on the All-Star ballot, and if you are one of the guys that people show up to come see, can you please do your load management in your home games?
Yeah.
And because it's such a bummer for the fans, the traveling fans, that might it's a league, Colin, that markets stars, that makes it about the individual players more than the teams. And when those guys come to Cleveland or Orlando or Charlotte one time a year, and you don't get to see them, yeah, it stinks. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I had a solution here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I do. You can't make an all-star game unless you play 90% of your starts in the first half, and you can't win a postseason award unless you play 85% of the games, which allows the missed 2 weeks with an ankle sprain, a bad back. Got to play 90% in the first half to get voted to be an all-star game, and 85% to win any MVP, any award. That stuff matters. Guys get bonuses. By the way, for some guys it won't matter when they're on their 13th All-Star game, but it feels like it's semi-impactful. Now, I grew up with Kareem. Because of his personality, I was just watching Flynn the other day. I was watching a 30 for 30 on the beginning of the Celtics Lakers dynasty. It's fantastic. Another network, but it's fantastic. And, Kareem was a different cat. Academic, total intellectual, almost disdain for the media.
Yeah. Punched Kurt Benson in the face, which was pretty awesome.
Well, come on.
Remember that? Kareem's a legend.
He was.
I love it. No, listen, I love Kareem. I think he's a legend. That's back when, as you would say, when men were men. Kurt Benson, you're going to take a cheap shot at me, I'm going to break your jaw. This is just how it works. All right, go ahead.
What does it mean? Because I've never thought of LeBron score first. I think he's the Swiss Army knife in the history of basketball and the greatest overall player. What does it mean for his legacy to be the greatest all-time scorer?
Well, let's put some context on this, because this was considered the only truly unbreakable career NBA record. Kareem, in the last 55 years, Colin, two people have held this record, Wilt and Kareem.
Yeah.
That's it. Wilt was the all-time leading scorer until the early 80s. Kareem broke his record in the early 80s and then played another 8 years as the record holder, and it was considered unbreakable. So why is this not getting as much media attention as the latest Pat Beverly histrionic with a camera? So let's think about it. It might be because so many folks have wrapped so much of their own personal sports nostalgia and professional credibility up in the take that Michael Jordan is so unimpeachable and unapproachable, and this sure does put a wrinkle in that.
Yeah.
Because in 30 years, Colin, when people say, okay, make the case to me why this guy's the greatest ever, it's like, oh, does he have the most rings, Michael? Well, no, he has the same as Kareem and five less than Russell. All right, well, that's interesting. Okay. Did he do it for like the longest period of time? No, not even close. He actually quit the sport two separate times only to come back. All right, well, that's not it. Oh, but everyone says he's the greatest scorer ever. So he is that, right? Well, kind of. What do you mean, kind of? Well, I mean, you know, he's got 10,000 fewer points than LeBron and 6,000 fewer points than Kareem. For some context there, Colin, right now this moment, Paul Pierce is closer to Michael Jordan's career points than Michael Jordan is to LeBron James's career points.
Wow.
That's true. Look it up. And so at the end of the day, when Jordan is sitting at 32,000 and LeBron's going to finish at 45,000 and people are like, oh, okay, well, then Jordan's better because the other things? No, no, no. Everyone agrees LeBron's a far better passer, far better rebounder, he was the more versatile defender, more all these things. The case is going to be, wait, so why is this guy the best? Oh, I know, because the era of basketball he played in was the best ever, right? He had to go through juggernaut super teams. So who'd he beat in the finals? Oh, a Blazers team that had one Hall of Famer, and then a Suns team that had one Hall of Famer, and then a Sonics team that had one Hall of Famer. Oh, was his conference unbelievable to get to those finals? No. It was Reggie Miller and a Dutch guy and Patrick Ewing and a guy who used to, you know, play in the CBA and John Starks. So tell me again why he's the best ever.
Wow.
Oh, just because the media decided it a long time ago because he helped sell USA Today's. Seems foolish to me, but what do I know? I've only studied the game my whole life.
Well, listen, he's on one, folks. Well, you got 2 weeks at Kansas City.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what, Colin? In the same week, Patrick Mahomes is going to win the Super Bowl, and LeBron's going to break Kareem's record.
Oh, God.
I mean, if this is a simulation, it is done purely for my enjoyment. Things couldn't be greater. I gotta tell you.
No, I listen. It's I'm gonna sit back and enjoy your graceful manner for the next several weeks. I enjoy it. I really do. Yeah. It's good seeing you, buddy.
Yeah. New Year's resolution was be less humble, and I am living up to it, Colin. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay, Nick Wright. Yeah, I mean, LeBron's going to break the record. Mahomes is on top of the world for a kid from Kansas City who loves the Lakers. I get it. I understand it. You young guys.
Is he a Lakers fan or a LeBron fan?
Well, he's a LeBron fan, but he's, LeBron is, listen, I saw old Wilt. I watched Kareem. I used to, as a kid in my yard, fake the skyhook. So, like, that was, I mean, I've said, the only athlete that I wish I would have seen in sports that I didn't was Sandy Koufax. Because they said for a three-year stretch, he's the greatest pitcher ever. But I saw Oral Hershiser be unhittable for a few years, Kershaw in his prime. I went to three Kershaw games. They were all over in, like, 2 hours and 20 minutes. Like, three pitches, out. So it probably looked a little like Kershaw. But I've seen almost everybody that, you know, I'm not an East Coast guy, so Mickey Mantle, there's not as much reverence, like a Bob Costas reverence for Mickey Mantle. I didn't grow up there, so I've seen everybody I wanted to, and Jordan is the most aggressive scorer all time, but there were holes in his game. He didn't have a lot of range. Kobe had more range. He wasn't always a great teammate. He took shots from people. He is the most
took shots at people as well.
But he was. But Michael was great. Yeah. He and LeBron are very different players. I've said this for years. I know it's hard to believe. I think Magic Johnson's underrated. Magic Johnson got to 9 finals. Since when do we punish people for getting to 30% more finals than MJ?
And he only played, like, what, 12 or 13 years? I'm not including when he came back for, like, 20 games in 95.
No, I mean, Magic Johnson, you can go to YouTube. Now, guys wore short shorts, and he was skinnier. But if you go back to Magic Johnson, there's high school footage. To this day, I'd never seen anything like it.
But let's also remember,
Michael beat an old Magic Laker team and couldn't get past, by the way, couldn't get past the Pistons when all those guys were closer to their prime.
Let's just remember Magic for most of the 80s had basically an all-star team with Worthy, Jabbar, and Magic. Like, I mean, as loaded of a team as you'll find.
Yeah, because Scottie Pippen, Phil Jackson.
No, Scottie Pippen was nothing special when he came into the league. He became a great, great number two.
How many playoff series did Jordan win without Pippen?
I'll have to count.
Not a lot.
I'll have to give it a count. Colin, you know, back in 2018, I did a video for Fox saying why LeBron is going to be better than Jordan.
Yeah.
And it got like 3 million views. It was the most watched video at Fox Digital up until like 2020 or whatever. And people are still, to this day, hitting me up on Facebook. You're so wrong. Like, the Jordan fans are a weird crowd, man. It's just strange how they don't want to give LeBron
credit. Michael was great. Michael was unbelievable.
Course he was. It's not a denigrating thing to say he's the second greatest player in the history of the sport.
But Michael didn't grow up with social media, so it's just highlights and all the good stuff. You don't. LeBron has to live through good shots, bad shots, missed shots. He lives through a different culture and world of media.
Do you think anybody talks about that series when Jordan came back, when he quit to go play baseball, and they lost to the Orlando Magic? You think anybody talks about that
or
series?
Or how Utah...
He was stripped by Donald Royal at half court?
By the way, or a limited offensive team in Utah gave the Bulls fits and often gave Michael bad nights?
Offensive team.
Well, I mean, it was Karl Malone and T. Bailey, and it was, you know...
They win a game off the modern Warriors that LeBron had to face the last few years in the finals? Like, a game, just a game. Malone, Stockton, Jeff Hornacek.
Gave him fits twice. Gave him trouble.
Jeff Hornacek was their third best player. He's not even coming off the bench, I don't know, for these Warrior teams that beat LeBron in the finals. I mean, it's crazy how many great teams LeBron ran into.
People don't understand. The NBA athletes today are so much better. If I have to watch, I just gave 30 for 30 love. If I have to hear how great the Pacers-Knicks series was, the games were in the 70s.
Yeah.
They were free throw shooting contests. They were unwatchable. If they were on today, they would get crushed by the media. We'd say, Adam Silver, fix the game. It's awful.
At the time, they were incredible. Great games.
We didn't have many options. Yeah. You go to the beach. We didn't have devices. There's nothing else to do. You sit and watch TV.
Yeah.
Now,
can you imagine Jordan Poole? Jordan Poole playing in like the 90s? Ridiculous. Like, John Starks was a really good player.
Couldn't shoot.
I mean, Game 7. Don't talk to me about Game 7 Rockets.
But I mean, it was a guard that couldn't shoot.
Got in Jordan's face a lot. Talked a lot of trash.
But I like that.
Yeah, I love that. That's my style right there. You know that. I love
your style's a Seahawk logo on your head. That's
I
your
knew
style.
It was coming. Wow. I knew it.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
February 12th, it's the biggest event before the biggest event of the year. The Super Bowl 57 pregame show begins at 1 p.m. Eastern, February 12th, only on Fox.
One of the reasons you and I get along well, we're not rearview mirror guys. We don't romanticize stuff. Like we like good stuff. I always think it's funny. There's this idea that sports were so... Steve Kerr said it perfectly. Yeah, it's crazy how it works. Like, because he played for the Bulls and he coached the Warriors, so he knows the two rosters. And he's like, yeah, it's crazy. Athletes get better and stronger. And the Durant, Steph, Clay, Draymond, if you couldn't hand check, they'd blow the Bulls off the court. Now, if you could hand check and you could play physical and tackle, advantage Bulls.
Michael
was not a three-point shooter. He had two great years shooting threes when they moved the three-point line in. They moved it back out. Michael never had the range of Kobe Bryant.
He had one great game in the finals against Portland. I think he had six threes. Yeah. Remember the shrug game?
That Durant, Clay, Steph team, and then you have Draymond, the best defender in the league, the three best shooters in the league, the smartest coach arguably in the league, and they had, like, I forget their bench. Was Iggy on the bench there, too? Andre Iguodala?
Yeah, it's weird, Colin. You look back, and we don't talk about, like, 1980s baseball players were way better than current players. We don't say 1980s NFL players were bigger, faster, stronger than today. But for some reason in the NBA, all of the players in the 80s and 90s were better than today's players.
Those Knicks teams,
very weird, Colin.
Everybody loved. Had no shooters. Kenny Walker couldn't. I mean, Kenny Skywalker, John Starks, Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley, Patrick Ewing. Find me the great shooters. They had characters and toughness, and they were built for the era.
For the era.
But in terms of skill, the Warriors, it's not even close.
Isn't your good comparison that, like, computers have improved, airplanes have improved,
healthcare,
vehicles?
Everything. Literally everything has improved for some reason, Colin, except for the NBA players. Like, that's what the people online are screaming. That's what some of these old heads are screaming. It's like, just get wake up and snap into reality. I know you loved, you know, 12-year-old Joe really loved the NBA in the 1990s.
Listen,
but the reality is,
in baseball, so I grew up with a 75 Cincinnati Reds, 74, 75, 76, Sparky Anderson.
Big red machine?
I can go right. Rose, Griffey, Concepcion, Perez, the whole lineup. Cesar Geronimo in center field, Dan Dreesen. I know the backup catcher was Bill Plummer, Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan, who may have been better than everybody. They had one guy in their staff that threw in the 90s, Don Gullett. He was a high school football star in Kentucky. Don Gullett, I think he wore number 35, left-hander, had some arm injuries, threw about 94. Unheard of. Like, it was Nolan Ryan-ish kind of, right? The Angels are a bad team. What do they got, eight guys throwing 97? Like, the size of athletes, the size, the power, the ability, it's not even close.
Those baseball players in the 70s, they might have been smoking cigarettes during the seventh inning stretch. Like, in the NBA, we know in the 70s and 80s, guys were drinking in the locker room after the game.
So I had a friend in high school. His name was Brad Jones, and his brother, Jack Jones, was my best friend in high school. Talked to him randomly, and there's Brad, and great guy. And Brad, in my high school, won. He won this contest. He was a great student. He went to the Air Force, like number one academic powerhouse guy, right? And he wins something, I think through academics, to go into the locker room before a Raider-Seahawk game.
Oof.
And he goes into the locker room of the Raiders, and Fred Biletnikoff and Kenny Stabler, at least Stabler, was knocking down cigs and playing poker. They were like sitting in there, and they're playing cards. It's like, Len Dawson, there's an old picture, he's smoking before a game. Like, folks, you can romanticize stuff. The quality of athletes today is 1,000 times better. It's not even close. Now, there are people like Jim Brown or Wilt, Michael Jordan.
Walter Payton.
Running back. Yeah. Walter Payton remains the best running back I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Walter Payton would be a star.
Austin Eckler's real. No.
But I mean, Walter Payton, again, there are athletes that transcend it. Bob Gibson would be a great pitcher. Sandy Koufax. I'm not denying that. But a lot of those, and Babe Ruth was playing against roofers and sandwich makers. I mean, who are we kidding here? J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
We could do that discussion. And maybe we'll do it this summer. When you're not gallivanting all over the globe. Let's start with the 49ers. Rookie quarterback Brock Purdy, just such a bummer. Suffered a torn UCL on that play in Sunday's loss to the Eagles. Sounds like a 6-month recovery.
So he's out of the off-season workout program, which is a 7th-round pick, is essential.
I said on my podcast, this is like Groundhog Day for them. Remember last year, same deal with Garoppolo and Trey Lance. And now here we go with Trey Lance is going to be back in as the starter, probably for week one. I don't think Purdy can recover in time to start, right?
From what I read, the news came out yesterday. I mean, he's not going to be at OTAs.
Six-month recovery process.
Yeah, not playing in the preseason.
And you don't want to rush back.
And also, don't you feel like if you don't trade Trey Lance, do you got to kind of give him, like this year they started Trey Lance. Don't you have to give it another? If you don't trade him, don't you have to give him another shot to start?
He's got to be the starter. The big question is, do you bring back Garoppolo? And now you got 3 quarterbacks. San Francisco, this is a never-ending process for them. But ultimately, none of those guys are making that much money. At any rate, let's get back to the story. Here's Tom Brady, your guy, weighing in on how the injuries impacted the Niners.
Injuries play a role in every game, and your margin of error changes quite a bit. Obviously, San Fran had really no chance to compete yesterday. That was tough just to see that happen. But at the same time, it's the reality of the sport. So it's a contact sport, and that's why it's a demolition derby, and that's why all these games are somewhat unpredictable. You go to the Super Bowl, Patrick's had a sprained ankle, Jalen's had a hurt shoulder. Anything can happen in the first quarter of the game, and of course it's going to affect the outcome. So if you're relegated to handing the ball off down 28 points or whatever it was there in the fourth quarter, there's no chance of coming back at that point.
Yep.
Worth noting, the two guys I just saw in the video, I believe Reddick was the one who drilled Purdy, off-season pickup. And Ndamukong Suh was the one who drilled Johnson.
Yep.
Off-season pickup.
Well, this is what Tampa did. This is what the Rams did.
Pickup, sorry,
Rams picked up Yvonne Miller. The Rams get, the Bucks went out and they pick up guys. Like, this is the new, that's what new GMs do. You got Howie Roseman's hyper-aggressive. Let's go find guys. And Ndamukong Suh's made quite a career of, kind of finding great. He was in Tampa. Now he's in Philadelphia. He's done a really good job. Was he with the Rams quickly? Am I wrong on that? I don't know why I think that.
He might have been. But it's interesting. Khalil Mack, keep an eye on him. I think I floated it to you. Yeah. There's an out with him in the deal. I think he could be the guy who moves somewhere to a team with a rookie quarterback looking to pick up an edge rusher paying on the cheap. Next up, Joe Burrow has clearly lived up to the hype since the Bengals took him first overall in 2020. What a story. 3 years ago, nobody knew who this guy was before he got to LSU and was tearing it up. Still on his rookie deal, and he can receive a long-term extension this offseason. Zach Taylor has said internally they've already started talks. Colin, unbelievable statistic our team pulled up here. The Bengals, since 1991, 29 seasons before Burrow arrived, 0 playoff wins. 3 seasons with Burrow, 5 playoff wins, 2 AFC title games.
Well, that's why...
That's unbelievable.
If you hit on a quarterback, giving up 5 first-round picks, what's Burrow worth? So, I mean, again, there's not many Joe Burrows, but... Very few players outside of a quarterback are worth a single point in a game, according to Vegas. Jamar Chase is worth a point a game, absolutely. But when you get this guy, I also think once you get this guy right, it clarifies so much. Like, you know his style, you know what he needs. You know, because quarterbacks now, all shapes, all sizes, aesthetically, they all play different stylistically. So, I mean, you know what he is. He's a pocket guy who can run in crisis, and by the way, throws a great, lovely, catchable deep ball, so you just know everything he needs. I don't see them going back. I think they're here for Buffalo. By the way, Buffalo, I worry about that the defensive culture.
It's valid.
Rams, I worry about their roster in that division where Seattle's got great young players and Niners have great old players.
The window for the Rams is shrinking. Let me ask you, so Deshaun Watson demanded got a fully guaranteed contract from the Browns. What if Joe Burrow, and I'm not saying he's going to do this, I don't think he would.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow goes to Bengals ownership. Hey, guys, I want the Deshaun Watson deal, fully guaranteed.
I don't believe that I have to do something because a bad organization did. The Browns are poorly run. The Bengals are better run than they were when Burrow arrived. So I don't think, people say, oh, that would be a precedent. Why do I have to follow your lead?
No, but what if Burrow does that?
He's not going to do that. Well, here's the thing.
If his agent and you say, look at this, 29 seasons, zero playoff wins.
He'll get less money then. So organizations like Lamar Jackson, they were willing to give him, I believe I read, $133 million guaranteed. But he knows he could get $200 million not guaranteed. It's like the Powerball lottery.
Well, didn't Deshaun Watson reset the market?
No. I think the Browns are poorly run. Why would I have to follow the Browns?
Well, if I'm Joe Burrow, why am I taking less than Deshaun Watson? I'm better than him. I've got to a Super Bowl in an AFC title game.
But Joe Burrow, like a Brady, like a lot of these guys, like Mahomes, wants to win. So he's not going to handicap his team. Burrow's too smart. Mahomes is too smart for that. Brady's too smart for that.
Mahomes did an interesting deal, a smart deal. Huh. Okay. It could be a fun topic going
forward. I don't think a bad business should set the market. If you do something that's ill-informed or misguided, why do I have to do it? I mean, if I ran Fox and other networks did things, I'd be like, that's their problem.
Well, you know why? If you don't want to give me fully guaranteed, I've got at least 25 other teams that would consider it.
That's not his personality.
That's fair. But if his agent starts planting those seeds...
Well, then you call your agent and say, I'm from Ohio. Get out of here. Hey, by the way, there's a lot of agents. There's one Joe Burrow. A lot of agents.
This is going to be a fun topic.
Settle down.
Joe, do it. Just do it for the fun of the show. All right, final story. Load management has been a controversial topic in the NBA recently. Plenty of stars skipping games. We know LeBron and AD were out last night. They will play tonight. Steph Curry has defended players when asked about load management.
I usually campaign to play every game, so... That's the misconception about load management and how it goes. It's never the player that's usually saying, hey, I want to sit. So for all those people that are worried about that part of our league and all that, it's usually not the player that's going to the training staff and saying, hey, I don't have it tonight. It's usually the other way around. And there's a lot of science involved. So, yes, I will campaign to play, but we'll see how it goes.
He's not wrong.
I think the really veteran coaches like Eric Spoelstra, and that have good teams, or Doc Rivers with a veteran team. Doc's always been very pro player. He'll rest guys. He did that with the Celtics. He'd cut practice. If they went on the road and they won their first game, he wouldn't practice. That's what I was told. So I think my takeaway is, if I was a coach and I had a veteran team, Golden State's a prime example, and they've just won a couple games. Los Angeles, I'm playing my guys. I mean, if you don't have LeBron, you don't have a team. But I could see Golden State
LeBron's 38. He can't handle back-to-backs.
That's, oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
Oh, did you watch him against Boston look like a guy that can't handle a back-to-back?
Well, I mean, do you want him to perform in the playoffs, or do you want a back-to-back playoffs, in January?
Playoffs?
Here we go.
You're not going to get to the playoffs.
They're going
to get... talking...
10 teams make the playoff, Cowherd. Come on, there's a play-in.
You're literally, I want to rest LeBron for the playoffs. Think you're a little ahead of yourself on the Lakers.
Colin, are you serious? Wait, hold on. I do want to look something up. Minutes. That matters. You don't want the tread on their tires.
No.
LeBron, you know, the NBA playoffs, I think it's like you got to win, 21 games to win the finals, right? A bunch of seven-game series is most likely how far it's going to go. You look at minutes played around the league, Colin. Some of these stars are logging. Jason Tatum, second in the league in minutes. I don't want that if I'm Boston. We're going to be fine whether we're the one seed or the three seed.
I have a Celtic take I want to address here. We don't have video for it. Maybe you should get some. That Celtic Laker game, I have an issue with Tatum.
You have an issue with Jason Tatum?
Yeah. These eyes, my dad was an optometrist. These are laser eyes. I see through things. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
He's a little passive for me. Just put it out there. A little passive. Jaylen Brown, never have to look around when I watch the Celtics late in the game. I can see him. He wants the ball, demands the ball. Tatum, a lot of times hanging out in the corner.
Okay, just real quick. Passive. Jason Tatum is third in the league in field goal attempts per game. What's passive about
all
that?
All I care about is 3 minutes left. Don't care about the first quarter.
So, okay, all right.
Back in a second, live in L.A., it's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Take a look at our amazing set that's being built in Arizona. We'll be there next Thursday and Friday right outside State Farm Stadium. We'll have great guests getting ready for Eagles and Chiefs. That's next week right here on The Herd.
Looking forward to it. You know, a lot of you people, NFL's rigged. Cincinnati fans, stop embarrassing yourself. It's not. If it was, the Cowboys wouldn't go like, what is it, 25, 30 years without getting to a Super Bowl? Yeah, I'm going to go with it's not rigged. Also, Chicago wouldn't stink. D.C. wouldn't stink. New York teams wouldn't stink. That's not the way it would work. Houston wouldn't stink. Atlanta wouldn't stink. The reality is two things blow up a season or a game. Bad coaching and injuries. Who was the most underachieving team in the league? Denver, bad coaching. Who was second? Rams, injuries. Tampa may have had both. Miami and Baltimore, very good early. In the end, beat up, not as good late. That's what happens. So San Francisco and Philadelphia played. Who had the worst injury? Niners lost two quarterbacks, got blown out. Cincinnati and Kansas City played. Who had the worst injuries? Mahomes was productive, so was Travis Kelce. But three offensive linemen for the Bengals did not play. It's not rigged. It's you had cluster injuries. Go look at Mahomes' blowout in the Super Bowl to Brady a couple years ago. Lost both tackles. Blown out. Mahomes doesn't get blown out. Did. Joe Burrow, worst passer rating since week one. Why? Chris Jones. Frank Clark. Three backup offensive linemen. It didn't cost you against the Bills. Why? Because Von Miller got hurt, and it was snow. It's very hard for rush ends to get their footing. But we talked about this. Last week, we said, watch out. Chris Jones, Frank Clark, backups on the offensive line. Footing's going to be better than a snowstorm in Buffalo, and it was. The reality is Burrow did not play well, and Burrow almost always plays well. Big game, small game, he plays well. Week one, he didn't. He had an injury he was coming off of. This week, his offensive line. Cluster injuries. The two bad Sundays all year for Joe Burrow. He was hurt, and now his team was hurt. His protection was hurt. That's the way it works. San Francisco lost both quarterbacks. They got blown out. This league is not that hard to figure out. If you start looking at the most disappointing teams in the league, it's almost always bad coaching, Denver, injuries, Rams, Tampa Bay at the end. Some thought both. For the record, I thought the Bills got completely, not only did they lose Von Miller, got completely out-coached against Cincinnati. So there are reasons for everything. If you look at Kansas City's win, if the NFL, you know, once sports gambling got legalized, you know, a guy loses $40 and the world's out to take his money, the reality is attrition is a big part of this league. The healthiest teams at the end of the year have advantages. So this week we got two teams, both quarterbacks are hurt. Mahomes is banged up, Jalen Hurts is banged up, and Jalen Hurts did not play well against San Francisco. So my takeaway is the quarterback who is the healthiest in this Super Bowl, you know, some of it's just genetics and luck, has a better chance to win the game. Jalen Hurts, as good as he is, I don't think he's beating Kansas City if he plays like he did against San Francisco. He was off. He's been dealing with this shoulder stuff for weeks and weeks and weeks, and they didn't run him much in the first half. I don't believe they ran him much. All right. Hour number three. The Power Hour's around the corner with Mr. Logo. It's The Herd.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.